You also get to beat out a little frustration on the drums, too.
It does help. I mean, it does help. But some of these songs are fairly complicated. Like, we're doing the first track off the North Corridor, Door-to-Door Cannibals. We're playing that right now. And it's a fairly complicated song. Mm-hmm. It's a syncopated part for Pete to sing and play over, which is kind of difficult. And there's a big bridge and everything where everything has to be right. It's got to land in the right place. And you're kind of playing it now. We're just, hopefully it lands in the right place. You know, I mean, we've played it so many times, but you know it. It's not that you sit on stage and you play it. You don't make mistakes on stage because you don't know the songs.
Yeah.
You make mistakes. I don't know why.
Yeah.
It's just one of those.
Yeah. You're not thinking about something. It's whatever it is. But
distracted by a sign in the crowd. Someone writes something weird. And you're like, what is that?
Totally, totally happens. And you know what? I'll actually put you sort of on notice. The first three songs of our set are sort of, they set the tone for the day, and they're fairly new songs, but they're all very difficult and very heavy, and those are the ones, if we're going to make mistakes, we're going to make mistakes then, and the rest of the set's like cake.
You're ready to go.
Well, I'll probably be too giddy with excitement to even notice how they're just rocking out, so I'm really, really excited to see your set once again. The career you've had, really a amazing career in the rock world. I mean, when you look at it, in your mind now, with all the songs you've played, the albums that have come out, is there still a song that when you play it, is still like, oh, this is... this is it. It still gets to you, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think that's true. There's certain songs that I have the exact same memory every time I play them. I could have not played them for 2 or 3 years. When I play that song, I have the exact same memory, whether it's something related to the song or not. But sometimes it does. Sometimes it hits you and you're like, oh, I remember this. And you got to snap back into it. Because if you let it take you, then you're just going to go, what song are we playing again? Wait, which verse is this?
That's right. Yeah. Drumstick goes flying, you know.
That's right. Yeah, the other night we were doing a song called I Get It, which the
love that song.
Yeah, thank you. The verses and the choruses are, they kind of mirror each other. So you have to know which part you're in. And if you've just like... something, you don't have that certain memory during the song, you're like, wait, is this the second verse or not? And Pete looked at me like, I knew what he was thinking. I don't know where I am.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, well, I'm going to show you where you are. Take it or don't.
There you go. Yeah.
So we did have a listener question. I can't remember his name, so I'll edit this in post. But his question was, you know, over the years, and even with the new album, with the sound, you know, whether it's the drum or the guitar, that Chevelle sound, how do you maintain that Chevelle sound, but also still staying relevant, still kind of, you know, I don't want to say appeasing to the new listeners, but still progressing as a band?
Well, that's a good question. The sound comes just from where we sit down and you strum a chord on a guitar and the way that Pete holds that chord or strums it and what's coming out of the amp. But that sound is just, it's just his ear. He'll say, that's not right. And he just turns the knob until it has the specific sound. And it's just the one that he hears in his head. And it, I mean, it's been pretty much, you know, the guitar tone is kind of the same throughout. It kind of goes for that one certain thing. And, you know, it's that, and it's our producer who helps us. But you know, you can see live, we're playing every songs off every record with one amplifier.
Yeah.
And a lot of people will go, how do I get this sound? Well, you know what it is? It's a humbucker in a Fender right now going through a Mesa amp coming out of a Mesa cabinet, going into a Beta 57 mic or a regular Shure 57 coming out of a PA. It's the oldest recipe of rock music that there is, and it's just a straight, clean tone. He uses a couple of little pedals for like little effects and things like that. It's just what it is. It's not complicated.
Yeah.
So last question for you, and this one's for me. Would you rather fight a man with bear arms or a bear with man arms?
I guess it would probably be a man with bare arms, because then you don't have to deal with the teeth, right?
Exactly. My thoughts, exactly.
That's me being smart about it, and it would be amazing to see a bear with man arms.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you so much for the time, Sam. I really appreciate it. Yeah, man, of course. Love the new stuff. Thank you. Yes, I'm trying to bring the Hawaiian shirt back.
I'm with you, and I may get on board next week.
Yes.
I've got a closet full of those. So I gotta.
I would lose it if I saw you guys and you're on stage, the whole band in Hawaiian shirts.
It would definitely lighten the mood.
It would.
It was funny. You know the Rockin' Grandpa, the guy that went up and sang with Drowning Pool?
Oh, yeah.
So I took a picture with him. I'm wearing the shirt he should be wearing. He was wearing the shirt I should have been wearing. It was delightful.
Yeah, there's something that says, a Hawaiian shirt just says, everything's cool.
That's right.
Everything's cool.